Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com, Signos.com, with code SPARK. Signos.
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Not Thriving Podcast. Whoever thought I'd be back saying that? Well, most of y'all probably thought that. Not me. Okay, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Not Thriving Podcast, episode 17. I'm so happy that you're here today. And while we're here, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The elefante in the room. Yes. So there's only one cloud above my head today. There's a looming cloud over my head because there's a big topic to discuss today. So I was vacuuming my room and then I sucked one of the cords of the other cloud into the vacuum and it ripped it. It ripped it clean off. And in that moment, I said, okay. Okay, so on this day, this was the sign I needed. My signature cloud. The clouds were important to this set. Let's not pretend like they weren't. And it died. It got abused and used. And it's done. It's dead and gone. Rest in peace to the second cloud. And the day that happened, it was a solidifying moment for me. I looked at that and I said, okay, is this a sign? There's a lot of signs. We're going to get into the signs and everything later. I miss you guys so much. How are we doing? I cannot explain how excited I am to be sitting here today and to be filming this episode for you guys. Okay, so yes, I don't know how to break this news to you. I don't know how. Like, I've tried in my head over and over and over again. But as you could see from the title and from my vibe, this is the final episode of the Not Thriving Podcast, and I have so much to say about that. And Hold on to that thought for me. Hey, hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. Remember that one. Because we're going to come back to that later. Because I don't want to be starting out with that. There's a lot to say. But I want this to be a fun episode, at least for the first 10 minutes. Let's make it through 10 minutes, hopefully 30. But we know I won't do that. So anyways. God. So let's talk about my things that I've been up to recently. I've been gone from this podcast for a really long time, as we all know. And I have been going through a lot of life changes and a lot of life things that are really exciting. And so I want to talk to you guys about them today. First of all, I met someone really crazy. Yes. Let's start the episode talking about TikTokers. Let's shit talk some people. Let's do it. Because I don't know how many times we're going to have the opportunity to do this. This was my one place where I could really talk shit about anyone. And I could say whatever I wanted. And it wouldn't really matter because no one watched this podcast. So, okay, I'm lying. Obviously, a lot of y'all watched this podcast. But no one clipped it. I could literally say like 9/11 was fake. And no one's clipping it. Like no one's clipping my podcast. I've said so many incriminating, horrible things about so many people. And no one cares. So today I'm going to do it once again. I met Michaela Nogueira and let's talk about her really quick. One, everyone's probably wondering, does this girl, okay, if you don't know who that is, it's a makeup influencer, TikToker, if you don't know. And for all my audio listeners, hey, okay. So I saw her at an event. It was for the brand Tier Tier because they were doing like a hosting launch event, something. I think they're coming to America. Hey, not sponsored by the way. And apparently they would never sponsor me. We'll get there. So, oh yeah, so I saw Michaela there. And y'all are probably wondering, does she look the same as she does in her TikToks? Because this is a big topic of conversation online around the beauty gurus. Anyone who's into makeup content, you've seen Michaela and you've seen people talking about her. I'm going to set the rumor straight. One thing I will say is that she looked so beautiful. What was I going to say? Gorgeous? She looks so gorgeous. She looked amazing. And like for all the bitches who are out here saying things like, oh, it's fillers, it's makeup, it's this and that. No, it's Ozempic. Okay. But she looks amazing. No, actually, no, it's not Ozempic. I think she said that she wasn't on Ozempic. Okay, see, and like me talking about influencers on Ozempic is reason number one why I'm quitting this podcast. Okay, anyways, enough of that. Oh, no, actually, we're just starting that, so not enough of it. So I met Michaela, and she looked really, really pretty. She looked so gorgeous, and she was very kind. I couldn't tell if she knew who I was or not because she was asking me conflicting questions. She was saying things like, oh, you've been on the internet for so long, haven't you? And I'm like, yeah, okay. I was like, okay, she knows who I am. And then she says, what kind of videos do you make? I said, oh, well, how did you know that? Well, it's not like I'm doing multiple things. Like I've only ever done one thing in my goddamn life and it's this. Not this. Well, this too. But this. You know, like it's mostly makeup videos that I'm known for. So I was really confused. I was like, does she know who the hell I am? But anyways, in the midst of this, there was something that she said that really gagged me and I need to talk about it today. I said, yeah, I've been on the internet since I was 16 and now I'm 22. So it feels like I've been on the internet forever. But like in reality, I'm not as much of a grandma as I think I am. And she was like, you're 22? I was like, oh, yeah, unk. Yeah, she said, oh, you're unk. Oh, hi. Yeah, so apparently I'm chopped in unk, which, hey, I'm looking around the room for something new. There's nothing. Because we knew this. We knew that I was chopped in unk. But I got confirmation from Michaela herself. But it's like, what if I did that to her? What if I did that to her? What if it was you? If I went up to her and I said, you're 26? Like, no one wants that. Okay, but I was going to say no offense, but like a little, you know? Like, hey, final episode of Not Thriving. Let's be honest here. A little offense taken. But I'm just joking around. I'm just joshing. I'm just squeezing your buns. I actually wasn't offended. And I was really honored to meet her. She's really pretty. And she was so cool. Like, let's talk about people who are cool. Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, not that many people. There, I said it. Especially when it comes to influencers in LA, a lot of people have like the same personality. Like, and it's like, I don't even blame them for it because you're kind of like groomed. People have a lot of things to say about this city and I'm not going to be one of those people who hates on it. But one thing I will say is it grooms a bitch to act a very certain way. And it's like, not bad by any means, but I really love meeting people who are so like, different and like down to earth. And she was literally down to like the core of the earth. Her vibe was kind of lit. Like, I'm going to be honest. Anyways, done talking about her. Enough of that. What else have I been up to since I've been gone? Yes, I was back in Texas.
Yes.
I was back in Texas recently. And what did I do in Texas? I got lit. I love to drink a lot of alcohol. That's my new vibe these days. Get into it. Everyone says, oh, don't become an alcoholic. Don't do this and that. Guys, what's wrong with having a little drink or two or five? Like, I'm sorry. I'm done. Enough with this whole Sober Sally era. Like, we are in a recession. If I have to drink five shots of tequila once a week, so what? I was popping my booty at the clubs in Austin, Texas. Let's talk about this. I was at the clubs. Okay, I just remembered a story. I was at the clubs. And by the way, if I met you at the club, love you. I felt like Justin goddamn Bieber reincarnated JB. Jamie. Because I was the famous. I was the famous at the club in Austin, Texas. And I really couldn't like move around and be myself and be free because there were so many people coming up to me. However, I loved it. People were buying me drinks. People were like gagging. People were crying. It was all of it. All that to say, there was one person. No, two things happened this night that we need to talk about. One and two. One, oh, some of y'all are nasty. People have so much audacity and like just like hate in their hearts these days, because I was talking to some lovely fans, some lovely friends, and like there was a commotion because there was a bunch of people around me. And this girl walks by and she said, who the fuck is that? I said, okay, I didn't say that. I don't know what that is. I said, well, who the fuck are you? Okay, I didn't say that either. But I wish I would have, because I didn't stand up for myself, because obviously I had to keep it cool because there was a bunch of people who knew me. So I didn't want to freak out, you know, freak out. But yeah, so that was a little confusing. And then I saw her around later and she kind of looked sad. Like, I don't know why, but maybe she was having a hard night. So she wanted to be a bitch to me. She picked the right one. You know, she picked the right bitch to be a bitch to. You got the wrong bitch at the wrong time, because I couldn't cuss her back out. Anyways, as that was happening, I was talking to someone who they came up to me. And yes, once again, we're going to talk about my age really quick. But this is an all-time high. Sorry, I choked because I'm so pissed. He started out the conversation by saying, I've loved you since 2016. And I immediately said, oh, okay. Because I've had a few of you guys come up to me and say that to me in real life, like as a joke, because you watch the podcast and you know I hate when people say that to me. However, this guy wasn't joking. He, in dead serious, said, I've loved you since 2016. And I said, okay. I don't rebuke anymore. I'm not going to fight back. I'm just going to say, okay. I let him have it. But then he said something that I'm still trying to decipher to this day. It's quantum physics is what's going to have to be used to really decipher this sentence, because it doesn't make sense. He said, I've loved you since I was 13 years old. This man is grown in a club drinking. Not just that. Looked about 30. And no offense, like, because he thought I was old. So, hey. No offense. It's right back at you. I said, what? I said, how old are you? He said, oh, I'm 26. Huh? Let's tie this back to the lore of the podcast, worms in the brain. I've talked a lot about how a lot of people have worms in their brains recently, and it's COVID. COVID fucked everyone up. We've gone over this before. COVID really, really, really ruined people's perception of time. But this was an all-time low. I looked at him dead in the face and I said, I'm not letting this one slide. Not today, not here on this day. I said, one, that doesn't make sense. I said, I'm quite literally 21 years old and I started YouTube when I was 16. And he was like, oh, and he was all confused. And I'm like, okay. So I left it there, because then I got cussed out by that girl who said, who the fuck is that? I said, I have to go. And I had to go. Anyways, what else did I do in Texas? A lot of personal drama happened. It was fun time. Like, it was a really fun time. I was eating popcorn, watching all the drama, catching up with everyone in my life back in Texas. And I just feel really sickening these days, because I also have been doing brand deals on TikTok. And so I feel really rich. So now that my tax bracket has been increasing slowly and slowly, and I'm becoming less and less in debt, my happiness is just going up and up and up. You know, we're on the up and up. A lot of things are making me really, really happy these days. And I just want to talk about that, because I feel like for the first time in this podcast's history, in the creation of this podcast, I feel really, really comfortable where I am right now. And I don't want to even be saying those words, because I know that Jesus H. Christ, or Jesus J, or Jesus, hey, I don't know his middle name. I know that he's going to throw a curveball at me. This always happens. Like, I don't want to be sad ever again, because I'm so happy right now. And it feels so, so, so good. Like, I really can't express it. Like, in this moment, I just feel really, really, really at peace with myself. And I'm doing this to say, It's possible. Because for everyone who's watched my podcast since its creation, you have never heard me speak these words. It's like unspoken hieroglyphic texts in a different language. Like, I didn't know how to say these words because they were so distant from my reality. But in this moment, I'm feeling it and I'm really happy. So I just want to say that, like, yeah, going back to Texas really, really healed me. And everything that's been going on in my life recently has been making me really happy. And Halloween is coming up and I have so many big plans for Halloween because y'all know, let's wake it up. I'm the queen of Halloween.
Yes.
Lots of big things happening just in the future. I have a lot of fun, exciting things planned, and things may not be as they've been the past year for me. Things might be changing in the Antonio Garza stratosphere. But it's all good things. And I know that because I feel it. But anyways, sorry, zipping it. I keep wanting to get ahead of myself.
No.
Something else we need to talk about. Demi Lovato. Done. I'm done. Because it's the non-binary erasure. It's the non-binaries. Where are they? Where are the non-binaries? I need more non-binary people in my life because I miss them. Demi Lovato said that she stopped being non-binary. No, Demi Lovato said that they stopped being non-binary because it was too hard. And we don't talk about this enough. We don't talk about how Demi Lovato stopped being non-binary because it was too hard. If there were people like Demi Lovato being non-binary, how many more people were like that we just haven't caught, that are living in the shadows, the fake non-binaries? We need to be scared of them because What the hell? I think people like Demi Lovato who were like, but I don't want to invalidate Demi because it's like, are you non-binary or not? I'm confused. How do you just stop being non-binary? I don't get it. What I was going to say, and I'm going to say it in a respectful way, is a lot of conservatives like used non-binary people as like a weapon against the LGBTQ+ community, which I think is wrong because I do think non-binary people exist and I love that for them. But when there's people like Demi, don't get me started on Demi because you're making us look bad because the conservative shift. Okay. We needed at least one more schizophrenic Trump. We needed one more at least schizophrenic like political rant from me in the Not Thriving podcast. We were all begging for it. I know you were begging for it. Yes. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it straight to your face because Demi Lovato is being normal these days. Not only is she being normal, she got married. She's like giving normcore tees, giving very basic energy. What I'm trying to get at though is like, she's being a Charlie XCX wannabe. We've all seen this. Everything that Demi Lovato has been doing recently is giving Charlie XCX knockoff, and I'm afraid of it. That's supposed to be my thing. That's my thing. I'm supposed to be the fake Charlie XCX. There was a photo that Charlie posted. I guess she was doing a shoot for like some magazine thing. I'll put the photo here. Hey, so why is that me as fuck? Like with the eyebrows and all, like the extendo eyebrows. Like it was, okay, my body never would look like that. And I probably am gonna have to like blur it because I think she's naked in the photo, but she looks amazing and that's me. But anyways, Demi, what are you doing? Like, I just hate when a pop star does something like that where it's like, they're trying to be like, I am mother and I'm sickening. Yes, gag for it, the gays. Yes, gay, gag for me. And it's like, it's never gonna do it for me. It's never gonna do that for me or anyone or, well, maybe some people, but...
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's like, where are the real pop stars these days? We only have Sabrina and Ariana. Don't get me started on Ariana Grande. We'll get there. Before we finish with Demi, you know what, Demi? I'm believing in you. And I'm putting everything aside. The non-binary allegations, the fake Charlie XCX allegations, I'm putting it aside. All I'm asking is for some good music. I've never been a fan of Demi Lovato music, so actually, who am I to care or judge? But please, please, for me. Actually, I take it back. I take everything I just said back. I take it all back. Because I just remembered, oh my God, I wonder if I still have a photo of this. I have to. One time in like 2020, I think, Demi Lovato used my Wildflower phone case. Hey. Yeah, so I'm like kind of the blueprint. Like, Demi Lovato wouldn't be where she is today if it wasn't for me. Demi Lovato just wouldn't be where she is today if it wasn't for me. Yeah, no big deal. Back to the question at hand, the big topic of the day. Ariana Grande. I think by the time this is up, pre-sale will have already happened. So if that's the case, I'll put a photo here. If it's good, I got tickets and everyone should be smiling. If it's bad, someone's gonna die. And I'm serious. Because what do you mean that this woman is putting on a 27 show tour in arenas? Because this is a big difference. It's very important to point out that this is an arena tour, not a stadium tour. If this was 27 stadiums, I would not be as upset and scared as I am right now. Because no, this is 27 different shows at arenas. And so demand is going to be very high here. Supply and demand. Supply, not that much. But the demand for this tour is beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. And I'm very, very nervous because I want tickets so bad. And I wrote this down the other week. I'm such a big fan of her that I knew that she was going on tour before it was even announced. I heard a lot of speculation. There was a lot of behind the scenes talks, and there's been talks about a potential Ariana Grande world tour for a while, but I didn't know if it was ever going to happen because of, you know, she's very like, she's going to do what she's comfortable with. And I love that for her. Therefore, I didn't know if there was going to be a tour, but I wrote this when I found out that she was probably going on tour. This was July. This was in early July. Ariana is going on tour. This is the most exciting thing that has ever happened to me in my life. And I know that I say that a lot, but I genuinely mean it. There is nothing better than this. There is nothing that could ever potentially top this. There is nothing better that could ever happen to me than seeing Ariana Grande live. If a single person who has called Ariana Grande a homewrecker or says they miss Blackiana, which, hey, what are you saying? If I see a single person get tickets before me or get tickets that are better than mine, who have said those things, I am going to bomb their houses. What I will say though is that I will die. I've also never ever 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 said that I miss the old Ariana. I would never say that. In fact, I've actually gone as far to say I like her vibe a lot better now. Because if you look back at old Ariana, yeah, the music was great. The vibe was there. It was the vibe of the time. But if you look back at that, it's a little bit weird. And then it's a little bit funky. Like, she had the big ass ponytail. I know that hurt. I don't want that for her. I don't need her in a ponytail to stan her. I won't be mad if true fans get tickets. But if I see one person get a ticket that has ever spoken those words, death. Okay. Something else that happened. Taylor Swift got engaged. Okay. I'm seriously happy for her. I'm seriously. But one, this is going to be about 3 weeks late. And two, duh. I mean, like, no one was questioning if this was going to happen. I mean, let's talk about things that are going to happen. Her wedding. I'm excited for this. No, I'm not. Okay. Next thing. Okay. Really quick. I want to go down Not Thriving history. Let's take a road trip down Not Thriving lane. Because I want to talk about some special moments that I have with you guys here on this podcast. I first want to say one of my top moments that I recently rediscovered. I think, I don't remember if I talked about this last episode or not. I don't think I did. But when I went on a rant about how bad Baby was a Republican, turns out that's just not true. Y'all let me go on not just one, multiple episodes going on a rampage. About how bad Baby was a Republican. And I started bringing up her past. I started saying, fuck this woman. She's the worst because she supports Trump. And that's just not true. And it's just not true. What is wrong with me? Like, there is something so severely wrong with me. I think back to the top moments of this podcast and all the good things, all the bad things. And I just remember being a nuisance. Like, the fact I really came on this podcast and brought up 5-6-year-old tea about a man who I fell in love with, turned out to be gay. Well, I mean, he's bi, but like, and then I just went on a rampage. And like, for what? Hey, and for what? No, honestly, no. I'm going to give myself the grace. It felt amazing. It actually felt quite great. And it really like did give me some closure that I never, ever, ever thought I would be able to have. Doing it all while looking a mess. What would not thriving be if I didn't look a damn mess while telling one of the most important stories of my life? I love this podcast so much. I really love this podcast so much. And for me to be able to have a space where I feel so comfortable talking about all these life stories of mine. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever been able to truly open up and like tell my story. Like, I have moments where I get put back in like certain times in my life, like randomly throughout the day. If I'm doing something, or it's almost like deja vu, but like more like visceral, I guess we could say. And yeah, I have moments where I just remember the way I felt during a certain time, or like things that were happening to me at a certain time that I just had forgotten about. And I got that today and remembered how it felt when I was at the peak of my YouTube. I was just remembering how I felt at the time and how I was so almost caught up in living like a double life, because I wasn't sure how much of myself I should forfeit to the internet and how much of myself I was allowed to forfeit to the YouTube videos that I was making. And, or, you know, I just didn't feel for a while like I could be myself 100%, because I was having to reserve so much for, I don't know, but maybe protection, or maybe it was just because I was scared that people wouldn't like me if they knew every facet to my personality. And I was remembering how that felt. And then I realized how lucky I am to have had this podcast to truly and honestly be 100% myself. And whether it worked out for me in the end or not, I'm so thankful, because it's like, oh my God, I got to tell so many of my life stories that I would have honestly never had a place to tell prior to this. And I was able to fully, like, I laid it out on the table. I'm so happy that I'm here in this moment, able to, I don't know, reflect on so many good things that have happened. I mean, the first episode of this podcast, me telling you guys a story of when I almost got shot with a gun. I almost died. And sometimes I wish he would have pulled the damn trigger, but that's besides the point. I cannot believe that I had never told that story up until that point. And let's talk about it. I am finishing today an era. This is the final episode of Not Thriving. And talking about this is really, 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 really crazy for me, because I have so many thoughts. And part of me is like trying to reserve, I don't know, a normal episode for you guys, so I'm not just talking about like myself and why I'm ending this podcast for the whole time. But I think a lot of you guys might be confused. So I'm gonna tell my story, and I'm gonna get real with you guys about what's really been going on behind the scenes and what led me to this decision, because there was a lot. So without further ado, let's get into this, because I do wanna talk to you guys. Let's get real. You guys want the truth? Let's do this. To get you to where I am now, I wanna talk about the beginning. Since 2020, I've very much been a very different version of myself, to the point where I didn't exactly resonate with the original version of me, the classic Antonio Garza that I'm so known for. I felt like I'd become a different person. Like, I did not recognize that person. Not in the sense of like, oh, I've grown so much, and like I look back at that with so much love and care. It's like I forgot about that person, and I completely went on into a different world. And you could see it by the way that I started looking, the way I started acting, the way I started posting, or lack thereof. I stopped posting on the internet for years. You know, I left everyone and everything behind to live in Los Angeles and create a new life of my own. Like, I completely lost myself. And not even in like a horrible, like, oh, I was on drugs, I was on pills, like I was partying the night away. I mean, I was, okay, the last part, not the pills, but I was partying my life away and having so much fun and gaining so much life experience, which was very important, but I had completely stopped being an influencer, like point blank. The reason I stopped posting on the internet, a huge chunk of that reason was because I thought people didn't want to see me anymore. The biggest feedback I had gotten from everyone in my life, real life and online, was every video is the same. Like, everything that you do is just the same thing over and over and over again. And I was like, I don't know how much more I could do. I never signed up for this. So when I got it, I was jumbled, confused, had a great time with it for a long time. And then things changed. So I stopped posting on the internet, as we know. That's kind of like the backstory to me and everything I've gone through to the best of my ability in this moment to talk about what my life was leading up to creating this. And I created the Not Thriving podcast in hopes to just have fun and to just connect, reconnect with all of you guys who are watching this and just to show who I am. So yeah, I created this set, created something very, very, very different than what I've ever done before. I was like, this is the perfect rebrand. This is the perfect, perfect, perfect thing for me. And hopefully I'm good at podcasting because I don't actually know if I am. And if I'm not, that's gonna suck. Which, hey, spoiler alert, it sucked because I am not a good podcaster. Like, I'm not. I have recognized that I'm not the best podcaster, which brings us to reason number one, that I am no longer going to be making episodes of this podcast in the future. I do not think that I'm the best podcaster. I really don't. And you guys hopefully haven't noticed. I've done everything in my power so that you guys don't notice that I am a really shitty podcaster. I talk so much and I cut so much out because I am the most, and this is a fact, I am the most tongue twisted individual to hit this planet. This is a huge insecurity of mine. I am extremely tongue twisted. I have a lisp. I don't know how to form thoughts quick enough. My thoughts form 10 times faster than my mouth can speak them. And by the time my mouth has caught up to my brain, I've forgotten what I wanted to say. And it's just like, I do that. I talk on about stuff that no one cares about. I get in my head. I just am not a good podcaster. Like, no. Actually, I'm the best podcaster ever. No, I'm not. But I'm not bad, but I just don't think that I'm meant for this. I think that I thrive much, 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 much more in situations where I can be doing things and be a little bit more produced and, you know, like my YouTube videos where I have full control of everything. There's not lights and two cameras and I'm expected to talk for an hour straight and have no mistakes and nothing. No, like that's not who I am, I've realized. And I knew that before going into this because I've done a few podcasts before with friends and stuff and I wasn't the best on those, but I was like, maybe I'll be better now. Let's see. But I decided to do it anyways. I prevailed. I said, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be the best at it that I can be. I filmed the first episode. It was overwhelming. The second one, I got better. The third one, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, how am I doing this? Fourth one, I was getting so excited. I was like, I could see what this is going to be and this is going to be amazing. And yeah, I completely and utterly threw myself into the art of not thriving. And I don't know if people are gonna love it or gonna hate it or what. I don't know what to expect. I had zero expectations. It wasn't a moment of like, oh, this is gonna be the best hit new podcast. Like, no. I thought that it wasn't gonna be, you know, majorly successful. I never expected anything from this, but I was excited to see what was to come. It was ambitious. The goal was simply to have fun and to find something to do with my time and to hopefully be able to rekindle my community and tell my stories and things like that. What it became was so much more than that. And I just want to say, yeah, I'm going to start saying this. I am so grateful for all of you guys who have watched this and fought with me. I'm not even going to say for me or watched me fight. No, I feel like y'all fought with me to make this work. And you guys loved this so much. And the response I've gotten from this show has been better than anything I have ever done. People love this podcast and it hurts because I know I'm letting so many people down and it fucking sucks. Like, it really, really, really sucks. And I have just simply put so much work into this to make it work and it's just not working. When it comes down to it, this podcast was just not that successful. Like, it wasn't. It was a huge personal success. And it honestly, in retrospect, was a lot more successful than I really could have, than it could have been, or than it should have been. I don't even know. Like, the fact that I've been away from the internet for almost like 4 years with the start of this podcast, and then I was like, okay, let me do this and see how it goes. And the amount of y'all that watched and tuned in and loved it was amazing. And I couldn't have asked for any more. I couldn't have asked for anything. But at the same time, it still just wasn't sustainable. This podcast was technically a flop. I never cared about that, and I would continue posting if it was a flop that was making me a bunch of money.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
But it's not. And it's not about greed or, you know, I don't care about wealth. I don't care about having a bunch of excess money. But the only way I feel like this podcast could have been more successful is if I posted more consistently and had people to help me with producing it, ideas, topics, and editing. It just is. It's been complicated since day one. I've been at a loss. Because it's been so hard and I have done what I believe was my best, yet it's not received that way. I don't know. It's so confusing. My only explanation is that people just don't want to see me do this. You know, people don't care. The public's reception to this podcast is definitely the hardest thing for me to talk about when it comes to, you know, the reasons why Not Thriving is going away, because it is deeply confusing to me. But as a person who has done this for, you know, my job, my whole life, my whole working life, it's hard. You know, that's been a hard thing to grapple with. I've been trying to understand it, trying my very, very best to be like, do people like me doing this podcast or do people not like it? Or do people like me as a person or do people just not like me as a person? And that's why people aren't watching. Or I can't just sit here and question why certain people didn't watch, why others did, what people thought about it, all this, because it doesn't make sense to me. And that's okay. I mean, if someone wants to tell me now, I'd be happy to hear, because maybe it'll come back in the future and I can make changes. I don't know. At the end of the day, I'm proud of myself. Doing this podcast gave me the best work ethic. It made me such an amazing editor. I am the best editor I know. So I've learned so much about editing. I've learned so much about how to make a joke, how to form a joke, how to be funny, how to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And I don't know. I really have learned so much about this. But I think I said earlier how for a few years of my life, I had genuinely lost myself. Like, I forgot who I was. Like, I could look at old photos and videos of myself and I just felt like that wasn't the same person. But doing this podcast, I feel like...
No!
Don't do it! Sorry. I don't know what was that, and that wasn't me. That wasn't me. Because of you guys, through doing this podcast and creating this community, but also just being able to express myself freely and openly, I feel like I've truly been able to find myself in a way that I haven't in so long. And this is, it's in moments like where I'm at right now, where I really get to look at the whole thing that I've done and everything that I've put into this. And I could be so real in saying that, like, it's just, like, I just want to say thank you. Why am I crying? Actually, I know why I'm crying. It's because I put in blood, sweat, and tears to make this podcast work. Truly, truly and genuinely. Like, I've met nothing more, honestly, in my life. And I'm so proud of it. I really, really, really am proud of it. Like, the fact that this has become, that I did what I did. Not that it even became anything, but just that I could watch these videos at the end of the day until I'm 80 years old. And I know I'll be proud of what I did. Because I really think that this podcast was something special and it's so much thanks to you guys. And I think I needed this. I think I needed this to, it was like a stepping stool, you know? Like, I'll always have the opportunity to do this again, but I don't know if I'll ever have the opportunity and if it'll ever be the right time to do what I want to do continuing on in the future, which is just creating YouTube videos again. Yeah, sorry for getting emotional, guys. I feel bad, but it's probably gonna happen again. So prepare yourselves. But yeah, this version of me this past year has been a version of me where I've experienced so much growth and I've become a person that I'm very, very, very proud of. And it's been very formative years of my life. And I'm, you know, I want to take advantage of these years, you know? Unfortunately, since I've stopped making these episodes, I've been very, very happy. Like, I've been really happy. And I think that's my body telling me that this just isn't my calling, you know? So I can look back and I could be a bit bitter. I could be a little bit confused and I could be upset about wondering why this wasn't for me, why this didn't work out. But you know what? I think it didn't work out because it didn't work out. I think there's better meant for me and I'm going to change it. And again, I think that this podcast was perfect for what it was. And I really, really, really hope that you guys will continue to join me on my future endeavors. There's hope for a podcast in the future. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If y'all get every episode of Not Thriving up to date from 1 through 17 to 100,000 views, I'll come back. I mean, there's always chances of Not Thriving coming back. I would really love to do it in tandem with posting on my regular YouTube channel. And that's actually what I originally planned to do when I first started this, is I was like, okay, I'm gonna start the podcast. And then once I get kind of into it, I'm gonna start posting on my YouTube channel again as well. And that did not happen because this took up my entire life. So if I could ever get to a point where this can be a side hustle or like a secondary piece of fun content for you guys, then I will absolutely 100% do it again. This set isn't going anywhere. Like, this is nailed into my goddamn wall over a window, which is a major fire hazard. But I'm not taking it down. Uh-uh. I am not taking this set down until I move. So, who knows what will happen? Maybe I'll come back. But also, I'm going to be doing occasional one-off episodes of Not Thriving After Dark / just random podcast episodes. I don't know if it's going to have a name, but I'm going to be doing them on my Patreon, which as of right now is patreon.com/notthrivingpodcast. However, I'm going to see if I could change that. I am going to change the name of the Patreon, but we are keeping the Patreon alive. And I want to say something else. If it wasn't for the Patreon subscribers, this podcast would have had to have ended 6 episodes ago. The Patreon genuinely was the reason why this podcast was able to last as long as it did. It's because of them. So thank you to the Patreon members. The Patreon is going to stay strong and alive. So there will be a final Get Ready With Me for the podcast going on Patreon very soon. And yeah, I got ready today for this look. It was very sad, but it was also very cute. So go check that out if you want to support me over there. We're getting to the tail end of this episode and I'm getting very sad. My eyebrows hurt from doing this emotion and they hurt bad. It's true. So I thought for the final episode of Not Thriving, we could go down memory lane, even though, again, like, I know people are going to be thinking I'm so damn drama for going down memory lane, even though the memories are from 6 months ago. But I don't give a damn because I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this. This is my life's work. Hey y'all! Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Antonio Garza, and guys, I started a podcast. Welcome back, you guys, to the second episode. You're probably confused because you're like, wow, Antonio Garza on my screen 2 weeks in a row. Bella! The mama! Mama, there's a gun behind you. Okay, pull the trigger. Okay, sorry. I'm team bad baby. I'm sorry. I'm always team bad baby. That's my sister, and she got diagnosed with cancer. She's too young for this. Anyways. Now to more important things that I want to touch on. Guys, jellyfish. N-O-T, thriving, is back. Yes! Here's the original Antonio Garza Republican and the new one. The new one has a passion to her. She has a vibe in her heart that can't be recreated by many people. Your body, my choice. And my choice is to kill you. Guys, did you know that people who have BBLs have stinky booty? You are on Reddit on a Monday afternoon. Get some hoes. Get some hoes. God bless America. Who's with me? And that's why I also crashed out when Little Honey got the fucking brand deal, because I literally had to scrape up pennies to buy this. Like this. I love you guys. See you on the flip side. Wait, this makes me emotional. I can't. Stop. Stop. When I look at this, I see an ambitious hoe. I see the version of me who was so ambitious and ready for this. I started crying because I thought to myself, I was like, oh my God, like this is so good. No, I mean, this is embarrassing at this point. This is embarrassing. I pride myself in being a very honest person and I do feel like I want to be honest until the very end. So yes, I am sad. I am sad because I feel like part of me doesn't want to do this. And like, there's a big part of me that doesn't want this, you know? I wanted to succeed and I wanted to be the best podcaster I possibly could. But I believe that failure is nothing in comparison to regret. And if I didn't do this and if I didn't put my all into it, I would have regretted this for the rest of my life. And I know, again, it's like, who the fuck cares, you annoying influencer? Fuck, stop crying. But I am such a self-deprecating person and y'all know it. Y'all have seen it throughout my whole life. It's easy for me to look at myself and be really, really hard on myself. But when I take a step back and I realize like what I've done, I'm proud of myself. Aww. I'm able to be proud of myself and have been proud of myself throughout the past year because of you guys. So thank you. Also, can we talk about how fucking good I look? Let's talk about things that wouldn't have happened if I didn't start this podcast. I would have never, ever spent $200 on this minion, and I would have never broken it, and I would have never had to buy a second one, or sorry, get gifted a second one for free. I would have never been able to speak out my truth against my situationship that I've been silenced about. I would have never told all these crazy, rancid stories about my life, about me smoking for the first time, drinking for the first time, almost getting shot, all these crazy things, and about struggles, all my struggles I've gone through. I would have never had the space to open up and talk about them with anyone, but thankfully because of you guys and this podcast, I was able to do it. Oh, also, wait, one more thing, please. My camera's about to be like filled up with storage. So like, I feel like I'm literally like, I'm about to be shot and I like have 5 minutes to like get everything out. I am going to be posting one more episode of the podcast and it's going to be a full highlight reel compilation of all the best moments of the podcast. If you guys want to go watch that, it'll be up, you know, hopefully very soon after this episode. I'm going to put all of my favorite moments because there are so many good ones. All right. I just reapplied my lipstick. So y'all know what that means. It is time for me to officially sign off. We're signing off the Not Thriving podcast. I'm trying to think before we go. I'm like, do I have anything else to say? I guess in hindsight, stay tuned for my upcoming YouTube videos. I'm sorry this episode wasn't as like fun and like awesome. It was kind of fun. Like, you got to be honest. It was kind of like, it was a change of pace. Okay. Who doesn't love that? Who doesn't love a little change of pace? Thank you guys for watching. Truly, truly, truly. And I hope you enjoyed this final episode. And I'm sorry that this came, you know, as such a shock to you, to I'm assuming most of you, even though I haven't posted an episode like all summer. Like, if you're actually really that surprised by this, I'm kind of gagged. But I understand you. I get you. And I'm sorry. But yes, I love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. And the biggest, most genuine, most heartfelt, most squishy hug from me to you. Because as I've said, I was so transformed by this experience and I wouldn't trade this for the world. And thank you for everything you've done because I love you. And don't be too sad because this is obviously not the last you're going to be seeing of me. And I know some of y'all wish it was, but it's not. I'll be back bigger. Well, hopefully not bigger. Better than ever. Very, very soon on YouTube. And yeah. Goodbye, you guys. Love y'all so much. And thank you for everything.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.